With the $5 meal deal at McDonald's, you pick a McDouble or a McChicken, then get a small fry, a small drink, and a four-piece McNuggets. That's a lot of McDonald's for not a lot of money.
Price and participation may vary for a limited time only.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
This episode of the Gegenpressing Podcast is brought to you by BetOnline. BetOnline is your number one source for all your summer sports this season, from MLB, golf, NBA, and NHL playoff stats. All the latest stats, news, and scores available to follow your favorite teams. Get the latest odds and lines, including the latest team matchups, player props, and odds on just about every sport out there. Head to the website today or use your mobile device to get in on the action. BetOnline, where the game starts. Hello and welcome to Gegenpressing, the Bundesliga podcast. This is the preview show, the final preview show of 2023-2024, although we might do a little preview show for the German Cup final, I'm sure. I'm your host, Manu Feit. He's Stefan Biankowski. Stefan, how's it going?
Yeah, it's going well. Somewhat sad to see the end of the season, somewhat relieved, mixed emotions, really. I was just kind of thinking there just how absolutely bonkers this season really has been. And you only kind of really get a chance to reflect on that towards the end. But it's been a journey. Thanks to everyone who's listened from the very start of the season. I'm sure we can all agree that it's been really a season like no other. But yeah, it's a little sad to have the final previous show of the season. But like I said, I'm looking forward to the summer, looking forward to the Pokal, the Euros, Champions League final, etc., etc. So lots to look forward to.
Yeah, it's kind of weird because like the season ends, but we have those two big finals still. Well, three finals, actually. There's one next week, May 22nd, right? Leverkusen against Atalanta. Then, of course, we have the German Cup final, Leverkusen against Kaiserslautern. On that note, I am actually in Kaiserslautern on Sunday to do some pre-game stuff with Kaiserslautern. First time at the Betzenberg for me. I'm really excited. And then, of course, we have the Champions League final on June 1st. So it kind of feels weird that this is the last preview show, even though there's still, like, a full 2 weeks of football after this involving German teams, which is, as you said, the season has been a little bonkers. And we do massively appreciate everyone who has listened and commented and sent out notes and argued with us. We had plenty of that as well. But we're actually not quite done yet because German teams have done so well in Europe. It's actually been a really successful season for the Bundesliga overall, especially in a year where we had a different champion, which is, I think, overdue. So, yeah. We're done with the Bundesliga, but we're not quite done with the Bundesliga yet, I think is the best way to say it. So yeah, it's been really great that way for us, and really looking forward to previewing this final match day. So let's just dive right into it. And right off the top, we got a Stuttgart against Gladbach. I need to note before we go into this also, every single game at 3:30 German time on Saturday, as it used to be for all the games all the time. We have every single game at the same time, so yeah, keep your eye on that. It's a great day to watch the conference, or the whatever they call it in the goal arena is the one that they call it in US and Canada, so keep your eye on that if you haven't already. But anyways, Stuttgart against Gladbach, there is something on the line for this game, right? Stuttgart can still finish second in the Bundesliga. you would say, okay, why does that matter? It's because the team that finishes second in the Bundesliga this year is likely to host the DFL Super Cup. Of course, if Kaiserslautern win the cup, then that changes everything because then all of a sudden it would be Leverkusen and Kaiserslautern, right? But if Leverkusen win the cup, second place would be the Super Cup. And if Stuttgart finish second, they would host it. And that means money, and quite a bit, actually. At least 3.5 million just in prize money, plus being able to potentially host it, which brings a lot of money as well. With that in mind, I'm sure Stefan Stuttgart will want to win this game.
Yeah, of course they will. I've got a pretty straightforward 2-0 win here for Stuttgart. I know Gladbach have been kind of clawing back points in recent weeks. They've got three draws on a row now. Still one eye on, obviously, the bottom, trying to avoid finishing as low as they can, really, because there is quite a lot of swinging back and forth in those kind of bottom positions this weekend. But yeah, I think they'll face a Stuttgart side that are buoyed by the number of national team call-ups they got this week. Not just in the German national team as well. And yeah, I think they want to go to high Stuttgart over and above what you said in terms of obviously securing second place, which, you know, is still up for grabs. But yeah, I've gone for a 2-0 win.
Yeah, I went for something similar, 3-0 for Stuttgart. I got to see them 2 weeks ago at the fully renovated MHP Arena, as it's now known. And they were excellent against Bayern Munich. And then, of course, they were excellent last weekend, too. So I assume we're going to see more of the same from them. So, yeah, an easy 3-0 win. We'll have to see whether that's going to be enough to finish second. We get to Bayern Munich in a bit, but there's some heavy rotation going on. And, yeah, some coaching news as well, which gets laughable at this stage. But we get to that in a moment, because before we get to that, we have to talk about Dortmund against Darmstadt. Stefan, this is Marco Reus's goodbye game. Touched on it in the transfer show earlier this week. We know that there's lots of clubs interested in him. Kind of shut down a little bit the St. Louis City rumors, right? But obviously, we do know he's going to leave. This is his last Bundesliga game. He has one more game after that, which is the Champions League final. The only thing that Edin Terzic revealed today, as we record this on a Friday, is that Marco Reus is going to start, which I think is fitting. This is a game that doesn't mean anything for Dortmund, but I actually suspect that they're actually going to win this one 3-0.
Yeah, I completely agree. I've gone for a 2-0 win for Dortmund. Obviously, you know, not exactly playing tremendously well. Obviously lost to a good Mainz side last weekend. I think it raised a few eyebrows, but it wasn't a full-strength team, and obviously Mainz are pretty monstrous at home right now in terms of picking up points, so it wasn't a huge upset for people who have been following German football over the last kind of couple of months. But yeah, I think Darmstadt home's a completely different kettle of fish, and yeah, a pretty straightforward 2-0 win for this one, and hopefully a nice day in the sun for Marco Reus on his final day in the Westfalenstadion.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure Dortmund will be at their best behaviour for Marco Reus. no fooling around like last week against Mainz, which you quite rightfully said caused a few people to wonder if Dortmund are taking, you know, if Dortmund are being righteous in the relegation battle. Don't worry, we'll get to the relegation battle towards the end. We grouped all those games together because obviously they all have a significant impact of how things end up. So we're going to get rid of all the other games first. And the next one is the Meisterfeier in Leverkusen. I saw the video of the DFL posted it on social media where they engraved the name Leverkusen already on the Meisterschale. The way this goes, they get to keep an official copy, right, with the name engraved, and it stops right there. And then the original trophy goes back into the safe in Frankfurt. But they're going to finally get it. They're finally going to get their hands on it. I was kind of wondering here how serious Leverkusen are going to take this game, and then I was thinking to myself, well, they haven't lost any a single game yet this year, so you know, I think that they're going to beat Augsburg, Stefan. 3-1 is the final prediction I came up with.
Yeah, exactly. I feel bad that we're kind of racing through these, but that's because we're trying to get the relatively unimportant ones out of the way, because I have yet again for the third game in a row gone for a 2-0 win at home. It's not as if I don't care. I am putting some time and effort into these predictions, but it's just the three kind of straightforward results, I think. So yeah, I've gone for a 2-0 win for Leverkusen. Augsburg kind of, I think, clocked out for this season some time ago. And if they were going to cause any upsets towards the end of the season, I don't think it's going to happen at home against Leverkusen. So yeah, I've gone for a 2-0 win.
Yeah, it's going to be hopefully a beautiful day in Leverkusen sunshine, a parade, well deserved. They finally get hands on their first trophy this year, and hopefully there's going to be two more. So yeah, there's going to be plenty talked and written about. I'm pretty sure the Leverkusen fans are going to be okay with us just storming through this game. Up next, Frankfurt against Leipzig. It's another one. I kind of struggled a little bit with this one, Stefan. How did you feel about this one?
Yeah, I actually almost picked this one as my game of the week, actually, because I think it's a match that could prove to be quite interesting. Frankfurt more or less need at least a point to make sure that they hold on to sixth place, which, as we were discussing, could very, very really or very realistically be a Champions League spot next season. And it's going to be a tough task for them because, you know, they're also playing at home, which they've been okay at, you know, in terms of, you know, picking up points at home. They've only lost one game, but they've drawn four and won five. But they come up against a Leverkusen side who are in really good form. I actually read this week that this is the second longest unbeaten run in German football history. Leipzig are on right now, not Leverkusen. But having said that, you know, Leipzig have also kind of dropped points recently as well. They've, you know, back-to-back draws, so I kind of wanted to kind of give this to Frankfurt and say, you know, they could maybe pick up a win. Leipzig have very little left to play for, but I just couldn't really pull myself to do that because Leipzig have finished the season so strongly. So yeah, I've gone for a 2-2 draw here, which should be enough for Frankfurt and should be enough for Leipzig.
I'm saying ha here because that's exactly what I have too. again, we have been sticking to that this all year that we don't tell each other what we pick ahead of our game, but yeah, we come to the same conclusion here. Frankfurt do need that 1 point to secure sixth, which could be so very valuable depending on what Dortmund do in the Champions League final, right? So yeah, it is a pretty important game. And yeah, Leipzig will not want to lose it, but you know, at the end of the day, I'm not sure they're going to go in full effort. It's going to be a fascinating game. You know, and I can understand why you almost picked it as your match of the week, because there's a lot of really good talent on the field there. And you know, if we hadn't had this drama at the bottom of the table, it actually kind of would make sense, because the next game that we're going to talk about is Hoffenheim against Bayern. Hoffenheim are the team that's sitting right behind Frankfurt with just 3 points, but minus 2 goals, so they would need a big win over Bayern Munich if Frankfurt do lose against Leipzig, which we both think won't happen. But if, you know, if it does happen, they would need a big win against Bayern Munich. I actually think that Hoffenheim are going to win this game. I felt confident that Bayern Munich are going to actually do it until about 2 hours ago before we started recording, Stefan, because this is unbelievable. You know, we're getting to a stage now where we should just pretend the unpredictable is going to happen with Bayern Munich and their coaching search. We're recording this at 3:20 p.m. German time. That's about 2 hours after, 2 or 3 hours after Thomas Tuchel gave a press conference, and the first question that was asked by a journalist was, "Oh, if this was going to be his last press conference?" And I think everyone in the room expected is that he wasn't going to say anything. That maybe, you know, he's going to say, "Well, we're in talks," blah blah blah. But instead, Thomas Tuchel said, "Yes, indeed, this is my last press conference at the Sebener Straße. You know, we had talks, but we couldn't come to an agreement." And the internet exploded right away. And I think the rest of the press conference, I'm not sure anyone even listened at that point. I'm pretty sure everyone rushed out the door to get, the quote printed in their various outlets. And in that is being lost that Harry Kane, for example, isn't starting. He's nursing an injury. Jamal Musiala is off. You know, this is a squad that's walking wounded. And
this episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwoodone, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwoodone now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/westwoodone.
I think this is too much going on, Stefan, for Bayern Munich to pull off a win. And I think Hoffenheim are going to do it. They're going to win this game 2-1 at home and, I guess, pave the way for Stuttgart to finish second.
Yeah, it was quite interesting watching like the tweets come in, because there was one tweet that kind of gave a very short answer of explaining, or Tuchel's quote explaining why he won't be staying at Bayern. And then following it or preceding it was a much longer tweet, which was more or less double or three times the size, which was a quote of him just listing all the players that were injured for this game. Yeah. And it felt to me like one was the reason for the other, really. I wouldn't blame Tuchel for thinking the squad may be cursed, considering all the injuries it has. Yeah, it's never quiet in Munich, and this season has been one that I think Bayern fans would be quick to draw a line under and forget all about. And I don't think the trip to Hoffenheim is going to be a pleasant send-off or pleasant kind of conclusion to that. I haven't gone so far as to give Hoffenheim the win. I've actually gone for a 2-2 draw, which, according to my results, would put them level on points with Stuttgart, but ahead on goal difference,
yeah.
Which would be kind of soul-crushing, I guess, for Sebastian Hoeneß's side. But yeah, it's just chaos at Bayern. You don't know whether, you know, the players will simply give up now they know the Tuchel's not staying, or if they maybe want to put a performance in for him in his last game. It's you never really know. But yeah, I think they'll take a point from Hoffenheim, but nothing else.
Yeah, I think it really needs to be stressed that the initiative of these talks came from the players, right? A lot of the players putting in a good word. And I think ultimately, with what I've pieced together, it's still very fresh. A lot of it has to do with Tuchel not feeling the backing from everyone on the board. And with that, we probably all know it's Uli Hoeneß and Karl-Heinz Rummenigge, who still have a lot of power at the club. An interesting quote by Oliver Kahn today in Spiegel, where he said, where he alluded to the TV series Succession, that I know both of you and I watch religiously, Stefan, and said it's about an old patriarch who can't let loose, and basically every time he has to write Successor, the successor isn't good enough. And you know, it's funny that Oliver Kahn would quote Succession on a day like today. It's not going to get quieted by Bayern anytime soon, and I'm sure, you know, as we get closer to the transfer window opening, and now Bayern Munich are on plan F when it comes to finding a head coach. F also stands for failed. I think that's a really nice symbolic there. All right, but you know, we will have lots of time to talk about Bayern Munich. We need to get to the really nitty gritty. There is still one really big decision to be made. In fact, maybe even two. Who's going to finish 16th? Who's going to finish 17th? And that's direct relegation, right? Who's going to be safe? We have four teams, two positions. And up first, and this is the first team that, you know, is probably in the best position here to really, you know, stay in safety. That's VfL Bochum. They were the team just a few weeks ago that were sitting on that 16th spot, the promotion relegation playoff spot. 180 minutes of fear, as I call that spot, right? Because it is a really tough fixture, or two tough fixtures that you have to undergo. They are away at Werder Bremen. The math for them is simple. A draw would pretty much do it. I actually suspect that Bochum are going to win this game, though, Stefan. I went for a 2-0 win here.
Yeah, I've gone for something similar. Of all the teams that the bottom three have to play, I suspect that Bochum maybe have the easiest task. Just because Werder Bremen, their season's over, they're not going to get relegated. They could lose this game and still finish a good, you know, 7 points above 15th, according to my results. I'm going for a very narrow 1-0 win for Bochum. It would be quite something if they were to secure their safety with an away win, which is not something we're used to seeing with Bochum. But against the Bremen side, they've got very little to play for. I think they might just do it.
Yeah, the one thing to note here is that if Bochum do lose and Mainz and Union Berlin do win, they would be the team on 16th spot because of the goal differential. They have the worst goal differential of those three. But yeah, as we both alluded to, we both believe that Bochum are going to get a result here. Okay, up next, Union Berlin against Freiburg. Union have dropped to that 16th spot. Last weekend, they had it in their own hand. They could have fought it off. They were up 2-0 against Köln. They threw their game away. They brought Köln back into play. You know, this was a team that was pretty much relegated. They brought Köln back into play. And I think the way things have gone and the way the results have gone, they are probably in the most dangerous situation here. Stefan, would you agree? How is this going to play out? How is Union Berlin against Freiburg going to play out?
Yeah, I think of all the clubs, I just said Bochum have the easiest one. I think Union Berlin probably have the toughest one. Obviously, they've been really poor for quite some time now, even at home. You know, I think the result that maybe really kind of knocked the wind out of their sails, if you will, was probably, you know, that 4-3 defeat to Bochum a few weeks ago and then the 3-2 defeat to Cologne. It just kind of feels like Union Berlin have just kind of ran the race, really. They've got nothing left to give. And unfortunately, they're playing a Freiburg side who have really got a lot to play for. You know, Freiburg obviously going to the final match day in eighth place, knowing that if they win and Hoffenheim lose to Bayern, they can move up to seventh. But also knowing that if results don't go the way, Heidenheim could catch them as well. So I suspect that they'll probably try and get something from this game, Freiburg, and I think they will take something from this game. So I've actually gone for a 1-1 draw here. I couldn't really pull myself to give either team the lead. But yeah, 1-1 draw, which I suspect will not be enough for Union Berlin to stay up.
Well, it would be enough for them to go make the playoffs, but but you have to remember who are they facing in the playoffs, and I think this team from the second division is actually a good one, right? Fortuna Düsseldorf. I went for something similar. I couldn't quite get myself to say Union Berlin are going to lose a must-win game at home. I think that the situation is extremely difficult. I do also think, though, that this team can score goals. You know, this is the one maybe upside that we have seen from them in those last two games. It wasn't for the lack of goals that they're in this position, right? I mean, they scored three against Bochum, they scored two against Köln. It's just that they had a sieve for defense. So I went for a 2-2 draw here. But again, that's not quite enough for Union Berlin's fans to sleep easy over the next 10 days after that. That means a home relegation playoff game on the Thursday ahead of the German Cup final. And it means a second leg in Düsseldorf on Tuesday, I believe, Monday or Tuesday. I have to double check that. But, you know, not a situation that you want to be in. So, yeah. Tough times. That, of course, then brings us to Mainz against Wolfsburg. I saw Wolfsburg live last weekend, Stefan, and I saw a team on the beach. That's not great news for Union fans if they do indeed wanna pick up a win and hope that they can maybe still catch Mainz. I actually think Mainz is going to win this game quite easily, 2-0.
Oh, interesting. I've actually gone for a Wolfsburg win. I know they haven't got much to play for, but Mainz on the road are still truly atrocious. They haven't won a single away game this season. They've lost zero, they've won zero, drawn nine, and lost seven. And I just don't really see that changing. I know Wolfsburg technically haven't got very much to play for, but I just feel like Ralf Hasenhüttl probably just wouldn't want to finish the season with a kind of lackluster performance. I know he's converted to play for technically, but he's still trying to get the best of the squad. He's still trying to get to come to terms with the players. He's got a lot of work to do over the summer. So I just can't imagine he'll go into that game saying, look, guys, don't worry about it. Just do what you want. I think he'll want to finish the season professionally. And, you know, the last two home games, you know, 3-0 win against Darmstadt, a 1-0 win against Bochum. So I think it's going to be a very tight match. I think Mainz will try everything they can, but I just think it's going to be a very tight game in which Wolfsburg will win 1-0, which ultimately won't matter because Union Berlin drawing leaves Mainz in 15th place.
Yeah, we'll see. I was very disappointed by Wolfsburg last weekend, but, you know, we'll see if that was a one-time off or not. That gets us to our final game, Heidenheim against Köln. Pretty big swing that Köln needs here, Stefan. They need an Union Berlin loss, right? And they need to score goals themselves. So, you know, even a win and a loss for Union Berlin wouldn't get them into the relegation playoffs. And then they're playing Heidenheim at home. A Heidenheim side that, with a win, they have the better goal differential than Freiburg. And if Freiburg lose, they could finish 8th. Which might be enough for a European spot next season. So what I'm saying is the odds aren't good for Köln, Stefan.
Yeah, it's a real shame, but I feel like Köln's goose is cooked, as they say. They can obviously only do what they can and hope for a miracle in the final match day. But I think, you know, much like Union Berlin, they're facing a team who are also still playing for something in that final match day. Heidenheim also go into that game thinking, you know, if results go their way, they could finish the season above Freiburg. They've got a better goal difference than Freiburg, of course, remember, so they only have to match them for points. And then all of a sudden, you know, Heidenheim are off to Europe, which is just the most remarkable story. So, you know, Heidenheim have everything to play for. And we're talking about Heidenheim side who have a pretty decent home record this season. They've only lost one of the last four games, so I think they're going to pick up a very narrow 2-1 draw.
Yeah, that's what I went for. 2-1 win for Heidenheim. It's, you know, they've been so impressive all season long. And they're a team that I think Frank Schmidt will now not allow them not to take this game serious. And, you know, that's tough. It's tough for Köln. I think everyone listening to the show will be surprised that Köln are still in this at all, right? I think most of us suspected that the race was gone a long time ago. I guess the thing I need to say to Köln fans listening to this and now ripping out their hair in despair, I've seen lots of crazy things happening in Bundesliga relegation battles, including a Nuremberg side going down that thought they were completely safe, where poor Frank Baumann scoring an own goal back when that happened, or Eintracht Frankfurt. There's a famous Norwegian journalist that still makes money off that moment from where he scored all these goals for Frankfurt and basically saved them, right? A lot of crazy things can happen on this final match day. I think it's going to be really worth tuning in. There's four games that are going to be very, very meaningful. And so it's going to be really a lot of fun to tune into all four of these and see how it plays out. And so, yeah, enjoy it. For the neutral, the relegation battles are always a ton of fun. For the teams that are in it, not so much, but, you know, that's part of sport. Stefan, this has been great. Want to just point out that this podcast is always brought to you by Bet Online in association with Get German Football News. Also, final shout out to everyone who played the fantasy game. Once the season has settled down, we're going to do our best to contact the winners of the little league that we had. I did terrible. I haven't checked in a long time. There's lots of people out there who are excellent. I am not one of them. And any final thoughts before we wrap this final preview show up?
No, not really, I don't think. I was going to say thanks for everyone who did everything this season, but of course we'll have plenty more stuff to come before the season wraps up, and then of course we'll sit down and pencil out our plans for the Euros. We're still kind of trying to see what we want to do for the Champions League final as well. We're waiting to see what can be done with planning and accreditations and all sorts. Yeah, watch this space. But whether we're in the stadium itself or watching it from the comfort of our own living rooms, we'll definitely be there in some form, previewing and reacting to that match, as well as the Pokal, and then of course the Euros to come as well. And the Europa League final, sorry, of course.
Yeah, we know one thing for certain, Stefan, you and I have a date in Munich for Germany and Scotland.
We do indeed, which begins in a beer hall.
Yeah, I've been scouting them this week, so I have a few candidates in mind. I'll send you a list. Anyways, that's things to come. As I said, this is the final preview show for the Bundesliga, but there's still lots of Bundesliga content coming your way because there's still a couple weeks more of really interesting stuff happening. So stay tuned. Also, if you haven't subscribed yet, the chat is fantastic, especially the match day chat, which is going to probably open pretty soon after this podcast drops. If you're looking for a safe space to chat about Bundesliga football and you're sick and tired of normal social media, yeah, the Substack place is where it's at. So go give that a try. We'll be back next week with everything to wrap up. And until then, auf Wiedersehen.
Get the best quality Dutch boy paints for your painting project at Menards. Paint in one coat with MaxBond Plus exterior paint. It provides max adhesion, hide, and performance. With over 800 one-coat colors, it's designed to work for you. And with Dutch boy's easy opening, smooth pouring container, transforming your home has never been easier. Save big money on Dutch boy paints and head into Menards to get your paint project started today. Save big money at
While no one knows what tomorrow may bring, Bridgestone is working toward a more positive outlook. With innovations like developing a tire using 75% recycled and renewable materials. It's just one of the many ways Bridgestone is making a difference today, for generations to come. Because that's what really matters. Bridgestone, solutions for your journey. Visit whatreallymatters.com to learn more.
Listen up, people. Over the years, I've learned how important hydration is in my workouts and everyday life. It's the key to helping my body move, recover, and just have a good time when I'm exercising and staying active. Things go even better when I'm well hydrated before I even start moving. Noon Hydration doesn't want you to wait to hydrate. They want you to start hydrated. Noon Sport Hydration Tablets hydrate better than water alone. Just drop them in your water, dissolve, and enjoy. They contain 5 essential electrolytes and come in crisp and refreshing flavors like strawberry lemonade, lemon lime, and many more. They also have non-GMO vegan and gluten-free ingredients and only 1 gram of sugar. Noon hydrates you so you can do more, go further, and recover faster. And that means you can have a heck of a lot more fun. Since hydrated humans have the most fun, head over to shop now on noonlife.com and pick some up today so you're ready for anything, because anything can happen after noon.
If a friend asks how you're doing, and you say,
I'm okay.
When the truth is,
I don't want my problems to burden anyone.
Or you say,
hang in there.
Because
if I ask for help, they'll just think I'm weak.
Then this is your sign to call, text, or chat. 988 for free, confidential support. Anytime. You don't have to hide how you feel.
From muddy jungle paths to snowy trails to rolling sand dunes, the 2024 Nissan Pathfinder is ready to take you to some of the most phenomenal destinations on Earth. In a Pathfinder, it's more than just the arrival. The real excitement comes from the ride to get there. With 7 drive modes, Pathfinder's available intelligent 4-wheel drive is built for some of the most epic journeys. So chase bigger, better, more exciting adventures in the 2024 Nissan Pathfinder. Intelligent 4-wheel drive cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.